Being cheated on is so hurtful. Ask me how I know. But after the initial shock has worn off, one of two things can happen with your self-worth. And I want to dig into it today, so do not miss this episode. Join me after this. Hey sis, welcome to Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Healing. Are you hurt and confused after a recent breakup? Are you having thoughts like, I can't believe I'm here again. Why wasn't I enough for him? Or I'm never going to get married. Do you find yourself Googling how to get past the breakup or how to heal my broken heart? Do you start your morning feeling like you can finally breathe again only to fall apart when you see a picture of your ex on social media? Hey sis, I'm Candace. I too was a single Christian woman who was heartbroken but still desired marriage. I too had numerous failed relationships and wished the right man would come along. I wanted closure from past relationships, healing for my heart, and I wanted to feel joy in my life again. But the truth is, I had no idea where to start or how to make any of this happen. Until I found the secret, partnering with God to heal from heartbreak. In this podcast, you will find tips for moving on after breakups, growing your relationship with God, and preparing for future relationships so that you will heal your heart and be ready to move forward into the life you desire. So turn off those heartbreak songs and turn me up in those earbuds. It's time to heal, sis. Hey sis, and welcome back for another episode of Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Healing. I'm so excited that you're joining me on today. And if you are new here, welcome. I know we have lots of new listeners, and I want to encourage you to please hit your subscribe button wherever you are listening so that you do not miss any of the good stuff, all right? You'll get a notification whenever a new episode is posted. Also, sis, if you have not yet left your 5-star written review, go ahead and leave your review, girl. What are you waiting for? Let us know what you think about the show, and you are helping the show at the same time. So we would love to hear from you. Go ahead and leave your review on Apple Podcasts. So today we are talking about what happens when you've been cheated on. Infidelity is something serious to walk through. It is no cakewalk whenever you have feelings for a person and they betray you in that way. And I know all about this because I've experienced it. I've shared my experience before. I dated a guy for over a year, and come to find out, he was cheating the entire time we were together. He actually had a girlfriend already. In fact, I don't know how long they had been engaged. By the time I found out, they were engaged. And I don't know if they were engaged at the time that we met, but he intentionally pursued me and began a relationship with me, even though he was in a relationship with someone else. He was a military guy, and I believe she may have been in the military as well as a doctor. She was in another city, state, I'm not even sure where she was when this relationship began, but it was wild. It was a wild thing, and it came out in a crazy way, and I'm so glad that it did, that I did not continue a relationship with this person. In fact, I had suspected it at some point but could not prove it, and I believe that God just was so gracious to me by letting me know that this is what was happening in this relationship. But that doesn't mean that it didn't hurt, right? That doesn't mean that it didn't still have an effect on me. And so it took a minute after the shock of it all wore off. I was able to gather myself and allow it not to completely destroy me, because that happens to a lot of people. They get cheated on, and then the self-worth is the thing that takes a hit. And so I kind of want to address that today, because I know there are a decent amount of people who listen to the podcast who have been cheated on, who has experienced infidelity in their relationship, with that being the reason why it ended. And so let's dig into it, because I want to let you know that it does not have to be the worst thing that happened to you, okay? It is terrible that it happened, right? But it could do one of two things to your self-worth. It can either destroy your self-worth, or it can build it. can we be serious for a moment? How is it going to build my self-worth? Well, we're going to talk about that. But first, I want to talk about how it destroys your self-worth. And you might be thinking it's pretty self-explanatory, right? But I do really want to dig into that, because when you're aware of how it destroys your self-worth, it may help you to go in the opposite direction of making a better choice. You can choose how it affects you. You do not have to let it be the worst thing ever. It is your choice. I want you to know that you have more control over this than you think you do. You absolutely do. So let's talk about first how it destroys your self-worth. Basically, it destroys your self-worth when you blame yourself and take responsibility for the other person's actions, okay? You do not have control over them. You could not have controlled what they did. But when you are the one who takes on the blame, who says, you know what, it was my fault. I should have done X, Y, and Z. I should have saw it coming. I should have behaved differently. I should. When you should all over yourself, as they put it, then you are taking on the responsibility of what the other person did and their decisions and their actions. And that's not what you should do in this instance. Yes, maybe the relationship had some issues, but cheating wasn't the only option available to your ex, okay? He could have chosen to do something differently. He could have chosen to work through the issues with you, or he could have simply chosen to leave the relationship without being unfaithful. Him cheating and being unfaithful to you was not his only option. He could have done something differently. But again, when you take on that responsibility instead of leaving that responsibility to him, then you are the one who are dealing with the consequences of it by having your self-worth destroyed, by having your self-esteem lowered, by thinking lesser of yourself because you're thinking, I should have done something differently to prevent this from happening. But truth be told, sis, it was really not within your power to stop it from happening. You can't follow him around everywhere he goes. You can't be with him everywhere he goes, which tends to be a result if you continue to date that person after they are unfaithful to you, after they cheat on you. You become the person who wants to follow them around and stalk them on social media and check their phone and all of these things, because you become so insecure and self-conscious and you're thinking that you're not good enough. So because you're not good enough, the only way that you can stop him from cheating on you is to monitor him 24/7. Who wants to live their life that way? I absolutely knew I could not. And I was like, if I have to check on you this much, if I have to, you know, try to sneak around to see what you're doing and who you're with, then you gotta go, because I cannot, you stole my peace. And I did that for a little bit. This guy that cheated on me actually popped up. I did a drive-by with a friend, but he was not home, which brought on a host of other questions because he was not answering his phone. So of course I was wondering who he was with and what he was doing when we were together. But once I got the proof, child, listen, I wasn't going back. I'm like, no, thank you. No, thank you. I don't want to live my life that way. It came to a point where I was like, you know what? I'm not responsible for him. I'm not the reason he cheated. He cheated because he has something going on with him. It was not my fault. And so that's what really helps you to really get over the whole cheating part, that, you know, the fact that they did it, and help you with your self-esteem and self-worth. Yes, there's other healing work that needs to be done, but one of the main things that you do have to do is accept the fact that, hey, this was his doing and not mine. Hand that responsibility back to him. And so, which leads me to, how do you build your self-worth after someone has cheated on you? Hey sis, are you missing your ex? Feeling lonely and feeling unworthy? Do you wish there was a way to stop crying yourself to sleep at night, get the closure you need after that breakup, and get over your ex? I understand. I know what it's like to have another failed relationship, have my heart broken, and feel like I will never find someone to love me. But sis, imagine if you can finally get past the pain, have a healed heart, find the peace you're looking for, and move on to what God has for you. Well, It's totally possible with my customized heart healing plan, where I give you personalized strategies for healing, letting go, and moving forward with God. You will be able to carry out simple steps to see real progress on your heart healing journey and actually gain peace. You will walk away with a detailed plan with a specific goal and between 1 to 3 simple steps to carry out the healing goal. Plus, you get accountability from me, and you can email me questions for 2 full weeks after our session. So if you're ready for your customized heart healing plan based on your specific healing needs with accountability and support, head over to CandiceABaddies.com/services to book your 60-minute heart healing coaching session. Spots are limited, so be sure to book yours today so you can finally heal and get to the life that God has for you. Remember this from Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I love you, sis. Now let's get back to today's episode. So this experience builds your self-worth when you choose to let it. Again, it is a decision that you have to make. I am not going to let this person and this experience destroy my self-worth. Absolutely not. Instead, I'm going to allow it to build me up. When you begin to realize that you are not able to control another person's actions or decisions, as we were just talking about, as I was just stating, then that is like the first step of allowing this experience to build you up versus tear you down and destroy you. So here's a few things that you have to really realize, right? First, recognize his cheating has more to do with him and his character than it has to do with you. Because as I stated before, he could have chosen something else. He could have chosen a different route. If something wasn't right, if he wasn't happy, if he had an issue with you, or there were just issues between the two of you in that relationship, he could have chosen to go about dealing with it in a different way. But instead, he chose to be unfaithful. He chose to cheat on you. And so that says something about him and his character more than it says about you and your character. It's not because you're not a good person. It's not because you're not worthy. It's not because you're not beautiful. It's none of those things. It is just that he chose this particular action. And now, yes, you're the one dealing with the consequences of it, but allow it to build you up and not tear you down. Second, recognize that you deserve better than someone who cannot commit to you and be faithful to you. Okay, so whenever you are able to realize that part, like, I did not deserve that, not only can you not control the other person's actions and behaviors and choices, but also come to realize that you didn't even deserve that. Like, I may not have been a perfect person in this relationship, but I did not deserve to be cheated on. I did not deserve to be lied to. I did not deserve to be betrayed in this way. Absolutely not. I did not deserve it. And so whenever you come to realize that as well, then it also helps to build you up. And you're like, no, I'm worthy of more than this. I'm worthy of someone who can love me and be faithful to me. I am worthy of having someone who can be truthful with me and have conversations with me and communicate with me rather than stepping out on me and cheating on me with someone else. When you're able to actually verbalize that, right? Have those thoughts in your mind, then it builds you up rather than tear you down. And then the last thing is to recognize that you have good and positive qualities, okay? Because I think that is one of the biggest things, is that somehow, some way, aside from thinking that this is your fault and you could have prevented this, it begins to make you look and say, okay, what's wrong with me? And that you may have some things, right? You may have some things. We all do have things we need to work on, but this particular situation will have you focus on every negative aspect of your life and yourself, every flaw, every mess up, mistake, sin, everything that's wrong, instead of focusing on what is right with you. So whenever you're able to recognize your good and positive qualities, right, you're able to say, you know what? No, this is good about me. I can do this well. I'm a beautiful woman. Being able to affirm yourself and affirm yourself with what you see, but also affirm yourself through scripture about what God says about you. in his word. You know, he says, you know what? The Bible says I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, that when I came to Christ, I became a new creature. And so those old things that I used to do passed away and all things have been made new within me. Like I am a good woman. I am God's prized possession. I am his masterpiece, right? He created me anew in Christ Jesus to do the good works that he planned for me long ago. Like, begin to affirm yourself through the scriptures and then recognize all the good things about yourself, your character, and how God made you uniquely, right? Look at yourself in the mirror and see the good things that are looking back at you. Look for the good, look at the good, recognize it, call it out, speak it. Okay. So know that you have great things to offer. Like, he's not the only guy available to you. You can wait for God's best because you know that there is a best for you, right? You're trusting God that this is not what you have to settle for. You don't have to settle for this type of man. You don't have to settle for this type of behavior. That God will bring about something or someone who cherishes you the way that you deserve. So affirm yourself, encourage yourself in this way, all right? So these are the ways that you build yourself up, the ways that you allow this experience to build you up, because maybe you would not have taken this look within had this not happened to you. Had you continued to go with the flow or just coast through life without any hardships or challenges in this area. But it happened. It did happen. And so accept that it happened and then choose what you're going to allow it to do to you. Are you going to allow it to destroy your self-worth or build it? You have that choice by the things that we talked about, all right? So you're not going to take on responsibility for his actions and his decisions, right? They are his and his alone. He could have made a different choice, but he didn't, all right? And what you are going to do is recognize that it has more to do with his character than it has to do with you. Recognize that you deserve better than someone who can't commit to you and be faithful to you. And you're going to recognize your good and positive qualities and affirm yourself through scripture. All right. So this is how you're going to get through. This is how you're not going to let your self-worth suffer because of the choice that someone else made. Even though he made that choice and he hurt you, you can't do anything about that, but it is your responsibility to heal and move forward. All right, so keep that in mind, and I hope that you really take this episode to heart, because I know that some of you are out there struggling with your self-worth because this happened to you. Again, it's not your fault, and you are going to take this information and make good choices moving forward. All right, I love you so much, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye. Hey, sis, listen, if you've been blessed, changed, or inspired by this podcast in any way, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is the number one way that you can thank me and show support for the show. Also, if this podcast blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Do a quick share and bless someone else. Please know I am so grateful for each and every one of you, and I would love to hear from you. Come connect with me and other like-minded individuals in my Facebook group called Christian Women Overcoming Heartbreak and Finding Purpose. I can't wait to meet you back here really soon. Until then, remember to love the life you have while you're making it better. Love you, sis.